This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
Pakistan has formally conveyed to the United States that Islamabad will not provide military bases to Washington for counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after all international troops exit that war-torn country. Several top Pakistani government officials, privy to a flurry of recent high-level bilateral talks, shared some details Tuesday of the discussions with VOA on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to speak with the media. A Pakistani official who deals with national security matters told VOA that Pakistan doesn't want terrorism, but there will be no bases possible on Pakistani soil. He said negotiators have stopped raising the issue in talks. Since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in mid-April that all American troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, his national security team has been reaching out to regional allies to arrange for placement of military facilities. The bases are expected to be used for intelligence gathering and carrying out counterterrorism strikes if Afghanistan descends into another round of civil war after U.S. and NATO troops depart. The U.S. military estimates that it's completed more than half of its withdrawal from Afghanistan, putting it far ahead of the pace needed to be out by September 11th. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg acknowledged on Monday at an Atlantic Council event that the decision for the U.S.-led NATO force to leave Afghanistan entails risk, but he added that NATO built and trained Afghan security forces to take responsibility for security in their own country. The withdrawal has sparked fears that Afghanistan's civil war could intensify and spiral out of control. More on that and all the stories we're covering available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations judges have rejected former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, a ruling that will keep him in prison for the rest of his life. Mladic, who is 78, was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. He was also convicted of ordering unlawful attacks against civilians in Sarajevo during the three-year Bosnian War that ended in 1995. The massacre in Srebrenica was the worst in Europe since World War II. Mladic maintains his innocence. His lawyers argued that his conviction was based on what they said were legal and factual mistakes and that he should be acquitted or retried because others were responsible for atrocities. Prosecutors also appealed Mladic's acquittal on another genocide charge related to the conflict. He was convicted of other crimes that include extermination, murder, terror, and persecution. Tuesday's ruling all but ends the UN's prosecutions of war crimes that claimed more than 100,000 lives and left millions homeless. Unidentified gunmen ambushed and killed two workers from aid group Doctors with Africa in South Sudan's Lakes State on Monday in the latest of a string of attacks on aid workers in South Sudan. Two other aid workers who were volunteers with an NGO were also injured, according to Matthew Hollingworth, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan. In a statement Tuesday, he said the workers were traveling in a clearly marked humanitarian vehicle as part of a convoy returning from a health facility. The Lakes State Health Minister told VOA that he calls on the community to help find the killers. Initial reports indicate the attackers emerged from the bush and opened fire on the convoy, according to Hollingworth, who called on South Sudanese local leaders and communities to protect humanitarian personnel trying to deliver assistance to people across the country. The UN Security Council gave its blessing Tuesday to a second term for Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The council released a statement saying it recommends Guterres be appointed for a second term to last from next January to December 2026. Guterres's nomination will next move to the 193-member General Assembly, where it's likely to be approved in a consensus vote on June 18th. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app and take us with you on your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.